Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony. Today on the show, I have Nathan Leal as a guest. This is part one of what will be a two-part series. And in this first part, Nathan lays some very important groundwork. In part two, he will reveal some pretty mind-blowing information. I just want to apologise for the quality of the Skype in places in this one. Nathan was having a snowstorm at the time, and it affected the transmission of part one. So bear with that a little bit. We welcome Nathan Leal to the A Minute to Midnight show. It's good to be able to talk to you today, Nathan.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely. Well, these are interesting times, to say the least. Certainly in the political realm, globally, there's a lot of what appears to be shifting taking place, and America is certainly no exception to that. With the new presidency of Donald Trump, people seem to be being polarized. Those that favor the left, like, you know, the Obamaites and Clinton and the George Soros types, hate Trump with a vengeance. And then there's those on the right that seem to be a mixture of some that don't like Trump. But then there's a large group that appear to hold up Donald Trump as almost untouchable. In fact, many Christians, I notice, you can hardly even question Donald Trump or his motives without them slamming you or any of us with, you know, when we question him or when we question God's chosen man as they see him. So what's your take on what's going on at the moment?
Well, Tony, I believe that we are witnessing what the Bible prophesied when it told us there's going to be a great delusion in the end times. We're witnessing that right now. If we went back 2 years ago and examined the opinion of the church, of the evangelical church in America, in the West, in your country, there would be a 100% consensus that we were in the end times and that judgment was happening around the world, that events were arriving that were Bible prophecy. And there was no problem with people agreeing to that because Obama was the president of the United States. And at that time, there were many voices, preachers, people that have radio programs, people who are quote-unquote watchmen, who would regularly reveal to God's people warnings because of things that were happening. The birds were dying just a few years ago. Remember that? There was a lot of them dying all around the world, and we also saw the fish dying. That was in 08. Yeah, 08, 09. And I believe that the reason that happened was because God was sending a marker to the earth so that we could see what time it was, the signs of the times. So there was a consensus in 08. We had the 08 crash in September of 08. Remember that? The crash worldwide, which began the beginnings of a depression. We saw all that. And it has lingered now for 7-8 years. But now, all of a sudden, it is amazing, Tony, because as I stated, we're watching a delusion. We're witnessing a delusion because somehow, because voice and certain self-proclaimed prophets have made words of peace, peace, and prosperity, which, by the way, the Bible does also says is going to happen. They have made prophetic words of peace for the direction of America in the Donald Trump presidency, and a lot of evangelicals have swallowed those words, and they are bypassing what they were holding on to just 2 years ago about what time it was. We're in the end times. The world is moving. The momentum, the tide is rising. The armada of judgment is coming. We have a lot of events that were scheduled to come. The timeline of Bible prophecy is linear, and it has momentum and movement, and it does not stop. So one of the frustrating things that I am encountering, and by the way, I didn't introduce myself, Tony. I have my ministry of Watchman's Cry. That's at watchmanscry.com. I've been doing this for 10 years, Tony. God raised me up 10 years ago. And at that time, we didn't have Blog Talk Radio. We did not have the deluge of watchmen that are everywhere. There's hundreds of them now. There's thousands of them. And there's a lot of confusion about them. But God woke me up, and he called me to be a watchman, and he did it very dramatically. I went through a wrestling time with him, a purging time with him. He poured my life out. He allowed things in my life to purge me of the earthly things that were attractive at the time. And then he started to show me things that were coming. In April 18th of 2008, he gave me a word of prophecy, and I published it. This was almost 10 years ago. And that prophecy is not going to stop. By the way, can I read it, Tony?
Yeah, that's the warning, judgment has begun prophecy you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep, sure.
Now, okay, let me share the setting of how this came to be. I love to spend the quiet times with the Lord, to get alone with him, turn on praise music, and turn the lights down in presence, repent, weep, travail, whatever I need, business we have to do, or I have to do. And on the night of April 17th, the Holy Spirit told me, I want you to go downstairs and take a notebook and a pen, and I'm going to talk to you. And the family had gone to sleep. It was around midnight. It was very late. And so I went downstairs into the basement, and I was spending a good time with God, probably 30 minutes. And then the Holy Spirit said, I want you to start writing this down. And that had never happened to me, Tony. In fact, I wondered up until that time, how do people get prophecies, words of prophecies? Because it had never happened to me. But the Holy Spirit said, start writing. And I thought he was going to instruct me to just write down Bible verses or some devotional or something for myself. And the Holy Spirit started speaking, and here's how it began. It began with these words, judgment has begun. And I heard him, and I lifted my head, and I said, what? And the Holy Spirit said, write it down, Nathan. So I wrote it down in my notebook, and then he started speaking, and it was not audible, but, you know, for those of us who have been at this long relationship with Jesus. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. You know when he's talking to you. God's people know. And I knew it was his voice. So he started speaking, and this is what he said. To those who would have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, it has become so. The judgment that was at the door has walked through the threshold. The patience of the Lord and the sins of the land have poisoned the waters of America and are overflowing the banks. The waters and the rivers of America are full of the blood of the murdered unborn. They are full of iniquity, adultery, fornication. They are full of the abomination of Sodom. The waters are polluted. The waters are polluted. The waters are polluted. They are foul. Now, the Holy Spirit said that three times, so I wrote it. And then this next part came forth. Because the people of apostasy did not desire the truth nor the living water of the word of God, prepare to see the poisoning of the water of the land. Now, Tony, the Holy Spirit spoke those words, and I argued with it. I said, what are you talking about? And the Holy Spirit said, write it. So I did, and I kept on listening, and he continued. Because the ears of the sleeping have been closed to the cries of the prophets, hear the cries of the people of God as God allows them to be stripped of their earthly idols and possessions. Because the people of apostasy did not desire the true bread of life, prepare to see the bread of man become more precious than gold. Famine will reach the shores of America. Idle hands will be replaced with hands searching for food. Because the people of apostasy place material cars and wealth over holiness, prepare to see these people living in their cars. The land, weary and full of iniquity, will soon answer the cry from heaven with famine, earthquakes, and a tempest of deadly storms. Therefore, let the people of God seek shelter in the heart of God with repentance, tears, and reverence. Let the people of God seek the wisdom of God for instruction to weather the days ahead. Let it be so. Amen. April 2008. And Tony, as you know, 5 months later, and at the end of September, during Rosh Hashanah, the big crash happened, and it went worldwide. And that began the tempest of a broken economy that it's still broken to this day. Europe has not fully recovered. And really here in America, we have a pseudo depression going on. They say it was the Great Recession, but when 90 million people, one third of the country does not work, that's, I consider that bad statistics, and that qualifies for a depression. Also, the GDP of America has never risen above several percentage points. It's been stale. A few times it's been negative. Maybe we hit half or 1 point, but it doesn't have the health that a good economy has. And we have been riding this false recovery for now 8 years since 08. And that Band-Aid that was placed on the world economy, the euro, the European markets did it, the European Central Bank did it, the Federal Reserve did it with the TARP bailouts. That's a Band-Aid, and we are seeing the bubble expand once again. We see the stock market, it hit 20,000 just several days ago, and a lot of people are celebrating, and they're saying Donald Trump has brought greatness, but we are seeing the exact same dominoes line up. Once again, we have liar loans starting up again. We have loans for people that are buying cars that don't qualify. We see all the credit, the overextension of credit happening once again. But this time, Tony, when the crash happens, there will not be the infrastructure to place a Band-Aid on it. And I believe in my spirit and in my heart of hearts that the next phase is going to come. Now, when God woke me up in 2008, when I gave this word of prophecy, he directed me to become a student of judgment. So I began to study in the scriptures what judgment is. And a lot of Christians, Tony, don't understand that judgment in the Bible has a science to it. There are actual spiritual laws that coincide with how judgment plays out. For example, in the book of Ezekiel, we're told that Israel, in this case, we were shown Israel, as Ezekiel spoke to them, was going to experience judgment because they would not come back to God. They were full of adultery with their Baal worship. And Ezekiel's told that the judgment was going to happen in four categories. And so I have coined the fourfold judgment, and I have written articles about it. They're on my website. And the fourfold judgment, when it strikes a land, happens in increments, and it is God's mercy. It will happen with the lower tiered judgment at first, and then it goes to the next one, and then till it gets to the top. Now, let me share what the four categories are. The first one is famine, and when Israel would not obey God, he would send a famine to the land, and the famine would arrive in several ways. He would bring a blight to the crops, or he would shut the heavens.
Sorry, the Skype, was a bit of a glitch in that last, in the second one. Can you say that second one again? It didn't come out clearly.
Yes. When the famine judgment would arrive on Israel, it would arrive in several ways. So in our day and age, when God brings famine, it also arrives in different ways. And famine can be through economic hardship, through a failed economy where people can't find work. As we saw in the photographs from the 29 crash in the first Great Depression, we saw people standing in the bread lines in America, and it was also took place in other places. So famine can equal bread lines, or it can be a problem with distribution. Now, Venezuela has their problem with famine because people, their money is having a horrible problem. We see that also happening in Mexico, but it's caused by problems in the economy. Now, when a judgment arrives over a land, and my message from the wall for the last almost 10 years, Tony, has been that the fourfold judgment is arriving and in play in America. Now, step one, level one, is the famine. We saw that with the 08 crash. The next judgment, because there's four of them, is pestilence. And pestilence will play out with disease, with people who have failed health. And that thing is still waiting on the shores. It's waiting offshore, but it's waiting to come in. And God is holding it back until the timeline allows for that phase to come in. After, in the Old Testament, it was called the beast judgment. The beast judgment was when wild animals would actually turn on humans and start attacking people. But things that happen, events that happen in the Old Testament in the scriptures are shadows of events that are going to happen in the New Testament and in the end times. Because the beast judgment that struck Israel, we will see take part, be fulfilled during the tribulation period when the beast government will lay waste to the land, to the world, and oppress the entire world. So the beast, what is behind the beast? The beast is powered by evil spirits. So the beast judgment, Tony, and here's where it can get spooky, and a lot of people do not want to think about this. Fundamental Christianity does not want to listen to this. They want to bypass it, but this is one of the most serious parts of the judgment. The beast judgment in our time, and it's coming to America, and it's already here, is when demonic spirits are loosed from the underworld, when they come up from the abyss, and they are allowed to lay waste to people on the surface of the earth. Now, the beast judgment, or the release of demonic spirits, has also had the help of New Agers and pagans who have done purposeful rituals to allow these demonic creatures to come out of portals. Now, in 2012, there were 12 shamans, New Age shamans, who walked or traveled across America, and they purposely went to different areas of America, to burial mounds, to Indian grave sites or Native American grave sites, and they had incantations and conducted rituals to open portals to allow the spirits to come on the surface of the earth. That thing actually happened. Also in 2012, there was a museum in New York that was parading the antiquities from Ramses, and they paraded a false statue of the false god Anubis or Anubis. Did you ever see those images? And they had it in New York Harbor by the Statue of Liberty. They placed Anubis outside several airports, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, they placed it. So the New Agers and the Spiritists and the pagans of the world, the Satanists, those that are members of the occult, have had their role also to open the hatches to bring these things to the surface. Now, some people may say, Nathan, that's Twilight Zone stuff. No way, I don't believe you. But when we look at the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 17, we see a snapshot of Mystery Babylon. And it says in chapter 18 that Babylon has become the prison of every foul spirit and unclean bird. So in the end times, during the tribulation period, demonic entities will roam freely the surface of the earth and in Babylon. Now, for those who will debate, and I know that this is a debate, Tony, about what is Babylon, and I don't want to get into that and digress and sidetrack, but I believe that Babylon has several layers to it, and it can be fulfilled in several things. But one of the layers of Mystery Babylon and the Daughter of Babylon will take place in what America does. America is involved in that, but we can also see the West involved with that as well, because in Belgium, the capital looks like an unfinished Tower of Babylon, right? So Babylon has several layers, but one of the layers is, and I'm pretty sure a lot of your listening audience or a portion of them have no problem with believing that Babylon is being fulfilled in America as well. I do also, but at the same time, it is a work in progress, Tony. So mistakes, and that is very dangerous, is for Christians to hear an explanation of how an end time marker is going to occur, or an end time sign is going to be fulfilled, and signs that they're looking for. And when they come across a different interpretation, there's a tendency for some people to say, no, it is this. For example, I've heard people say that the false prophet is the Pope, or he's this or that. Well, but what if he's not? What if he is something else? And let's also take it to another level, the Antichrist. In the past, people thought that he was going to come from Europe, and then some people have said, well, he's Prince Charles, and then he was Mikhail Gorbachev, and then he was all these different people, or he has to be an Assyrian, he has to be from the Middle East, he has to be a Jew. So there's a lot of opinions, but if we are wise, Tony, we need to have several possibilities, which, by the way, is one of the reasons that I am looking at Donald Trump, not through the eyes of some prophetic voice who has convince Christians in America that he is safe. That is not good. Because what if he is the little horn? What if he is? We need to place that on the table. Now, I'm digressing as I was explaining the judgments. So you have famine, pestilence, and beast judgment released. And that beast judgment is evil spirits and deluding spirits that will deceive the people of the earth and also the people of God who are not grounded in the word. Jesus said, if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. So the delusion is going to be very powerful. And that's what the beast judgment is. Now, the final part of the fourfold judgment, this is what is coming, Tony. And I have been shouting this from the rooftops, and I'm trying to warn people to prepare for it. But the fourth part of the fourfold judgment is the sword judgment. And when Israel experienced the sword judgment, it meant war or oppression from neighbors that would invade them or occupy them or make them their slaves. So the sword judgment has to do with bloodshed, with fighting, with captivity, with fire, with missiles flying. And the sword judgment is going to happen to America and to the West, to Europe and to the West. And you're part of the West where you are as well. The Holy Spirit has shown me very many times. It's in the scripture. He has revealed verses that open this up, and it would take hours and hours to explain all of this, but he has also shown me prophetic images of the invasion that's going to happen. The United States and the West is going to fight Russia and China. That is in the future. We're going to see a war with Russia and China, and it's not going to be good. We're also going to see missiles flying. We're going to see some cities in America hit with missiles. I have seen certain cities burning and missiles hitting them, Tony, and I don't want to digress too much on that, but the sword judgment is coming. And for the last 10 years, I have been trying to warn God's people to prepare for this. Also, the dollar is going to crash. God showed me this. The banks, eventually at some point of America, are going to take all the savings accounts, the IRAs, from those that are being held by them, from the citizens, and they're going to, just like they did, I believe they did that in Cyprus and in Greece, they took the savings accounts. Well, that's going to happen in America at some point when this thing occurs. Also, I have seen images, Tony, I've seen prophetic dreams where people had to go to the local grade school or middle school or high school in their neighborhood to be fed. Or they went to a shopping mall. The local shopping malls, the shopping malls were deserted. They were out of business, but the food courts were being used to feed people. That's going to happen in the future. I don't know when. I don't have a date, and I don't set dates. I don't like to set dates, but I know because the fourfold judgment does not lie. God said, unless they repent, the judgment will occur. Well, the West has not repented. Europe has not repented. Your country, have they repented, Tony? Has Australia repented?
No, there's no repentance. No, going worse.
It has. And by the way, speaking of getting worse, we have the occultic, pagan, New Age, satanic festivals that continue worldwide. The Beltane festival, you know that thing is horrible. It's depravity. You have the homosexual things going on. You have the marches for LGBT rights. You have all of that going on worldwide now. And then you have the spring break celebrations that occur in America. I don't know how they are in Europe or where you are, but in America, it's depravity. While the college students have their method of going into adulthood and they become depraved. But the world is in a mess right now. America is in a mess. So when Donald Trump ran, when he showed up, before he ran for president, Tony, we knew about Donald Trump for 30-something years. We knew who he was. And it was easy, before he ran, for most people to say Donald Trump is a cartoon. Donald Trump is dishonest. He doesn't pay his people. He's ripped off a lot of people. And Tony, we could go on and on and on. He has ties with the New York Mafia. When he built Trump Tower in 1983 and 84, he bought exclusively He purchased his concrete exclusively from a company that was owned by the New York Mafia, the mob. And then he employed people who, below regular salary, below wages, immigrants. So Donald Trump is not squeaky clean. And nobody on this planet can become a billionaire without padding the pockets of others, without bribery, without doing things that are nefarious. It's impossible because the rules of this world, that's how they are. So we knew the history of Donald Trump. I knew it. I knew an individual, a gentleman that I met in the mid-90s, Tony, who was Donald Trump's general manager for the Taj Mahal. And he was an associate of mine, and he wrote a book about it. And by the way, you can find it on Amazon. It's called Trumped, and the author is Jack O'Donnell. And you can read this book. He wrote it in the 90s because he wanted to just let the world know how shady and dishonest that Trump was. And I had dinner with him, and he told me about all the horrible things that Trump used to do. He told me that when he worked at the Taj Mahal, part of his job description was hiding Ivana, Donald Trump's wife, from Marla Maples. They and the crew, the security, had to call each other on walkie-talkies and say, hey, Ivana's in the building, hide Marla. Tell Donald, you know, get her out of the room. It's a mess, Tony. And we knew this for 30 years. We know this. But suddenly, he runs for president, and because of the false New Apostolic Reformation, and I call them false because that's what they are, the New Apostolic Reformation, NAR, Seven Mountain Dominionist Kingdom Now false theology that has invaded the earth. Okay, Lance Wilnow is a Seven Mountain poster boy, and he preaches this Seven Mountain Dominionist false theology, and he came up with one of the prophecies about Donald Trump, and he said that he's Cyrus, and a true prophet of God weeps over sin. A true prophet of God is heartbroken when they see what the land is doing, what the people of God are doing, when they see the misbehavior. They lament and travail over the broken people. They don't celebrate. And it's not a big party, and it's not just goody-goody words of peace. That's the kind of prophet that Lance Wilnow is. It's just good stuff. Well, he came up with a prophecy. He released it that Trump was Cyrus, and that thing influenced a lot of evangelicals. Also, in addition to him, Mark Taylor, the fireman, released a prophecy that is also false. This prophecy that he supposedly was given in 2011, but the words of that prophecy say that Donald Trump is going to make America great, not in those words, but he's going to restore America, and the dollar is going to be stronger than it's ever been, and Donald Trump is a man of his word. That's part of the prophecy. So by those very words, by that claim, to say that Donald Trump is a man of his word, when Donald Trump is not a man of his word, totally nullifies the rest of the prophecy. Now, to give you an example of whether or not Donald Trump is a man of his word, let me give you, and the listeners can do this for themselves, Tony. Listeners, if you're out there, write this down. Take notes. Write down, you go to YouTube and look for Donald Trump's speech to the CIA. When he went to the CIA the day after inauguration, I believe it was January 21st or the 22nd, he went and met with the CIA, and he took with him a group of people to sit in the front row and to stand on the side and clap when he said things that were funny and clap for support. He brought in his own laugh track, and they laughed when he spoke, but they weren't members of the CIA. They were plants and shills that he brought in. Now, this is all documented. You can Google this, ladies and gentlemen. So that was deception. Then he went on to tell the CIA in the first minutes of his speech that there is no one that supports you more than me. He said that out of his mouth when a few days before he was complaining about the CIA and saying that there were a bunch of Nazis and they were releasing documents that were nefarious to him. He was on Twitter. This is all history. Donald Trump maligned the CIA, and then 2 days later, he said, there's no one that supports you more. Okay, Tony, where I come from, that's a lie. Also, toward the middle or the end of his CIA speech, He actually said this. Now, Tony, this proves he's a liar. And I don't know why he lies. He either lies on purpose or he's a madman. But he stated when he walked to the podium to give his inauguration speech, he said a couple of drops of rain hit his paper in his hand. And he said, oh, man, it's going to rain. I hope it doesn't rain. And then he went on to say, but God up in heaven looked down and said, we're not going to let it rain on you. So the rain stopped the minute I got to the podium, and then it got sunny. Now, Tony, I have the video. I watched the inauguration. I watched it. When Donald Trump was sworn in, it was raining. In fact, I believe one of the preachers made that comment. They said, rain means blessing, and it's raining on Donald Trump, so may you be blessed. So it was raining on Donald Trump. We all know this. So, and by the way, if you look at the speech, you can see the raindrops. And at one point, an officer from the military walks down behind Donald Trump and hands Melania an umbrella. And he also handed Obama's wife an umbrella. So it was raining. So, Tony, when I watched him say that, and listeners, go look it up yourself. Watch the CIA speech when Trump says it stopped raining and the sun came out. Now, Tony, most of the world or most of America that witnessed the inauguration and the people that were there know that it was raining. So if they hear that, they have to scratch their head and ask themselves, okay, one of two things is going on right here. Either he's a pathological liar and he can't help it, and whatever he believes is true because he's a liar and he doesn't think anyone's going to fact check, or he's a madman because he actually believes that the sun came out. So it's one or the other. Now, we have a problem, Tony. In America, we have a problem if we have a president. When we are watching already in just the last 2 weeks, Donald Trump has thrown whopper after whopper out. He said he loved Israel. Now he's telling Israel that the settlements need to stop. He's threatening to invade Mexico with troops. He was rude to the Australian. What was that about in the phone call to Australia? When he spoke to Australia's leader, he said to the Australian, and I don't know his name, but he said that I have already spoken to two or three other countries, Russia, and he mentioned two or three other nations, and he told him those phone calls went better than the one I'm having with you, and then he cut the call short and he hung up. Okay, I'm bringing facts right here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if some of you are squirming to the words I'm saying, the reason you're squirming is because of cognitive dissonance. And what that means is whenever we hear information that is hard to process and goes against what we believe, our brain doesn't like it and it makes us uncomfortable. And there's a tendency to either deny it or shut it off or cover your ears or say, I'm not going to listen to this. Or the wise people, as the book of Proverbs says, will listen and find out if the matter is true. Now, what I am presenting right here, Tony, is true. This can all be documented. I'm watching this thing in real time. I am watching the train crash in real time, because the Lord showed me that that's what's going to happen, that Trump is going to crash himself in real time. Now, I could go on explaining the absurdities of the way he's behaving right now, the absurdities. But let me just summarize that CIA speech that he gave when he said that the sun came out. There is a third possibility. Now, the first one is he's a liar, a pathological liar, a congenital liar from birth, or he's a madman. Or what about this one? Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. What if Donald Trump actually, when he looked across the crowd, he saw the rain stop and he saw the sun shining down on people? Through his eyes, he actually hallucinated that. What if that's what was going on? And what if the reason he did that is because there's a spirit inside him that makes him hallucinate? Now, I'm presenting another side and another possibility that you're not going to hear from the regular mainstream pulpits that are swallowing his Kool-Aid. But we are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. If you're an American citizen, you need to be concerned, because his chief counsel, Steve Bannon, who used to work for Breitbart, is on record saying that he works for the dark side. The dark side is good, that Satan is good. This is the person that whispers into Donald Trump's ear. Also, Steve Bannon is on record saying that he's a Leninist, and Lenin destroyed the establishment and brought it down, and I want to do the same thing. Steve Bannon is on record saying that. So what is the agenda for the Trump administration? It's to bring down the government and the way that it is set up. As Trump is also saying that in his watch, the Republican Party is going to turn into the Workers' Party. Now, just stop for a moment and think about that, ladies and gentlemen, the Workers' Party. And let's add this. Donald Trump is an admitted nationalist. By the way, if you don't believe me, Google Trump wants to start the Workers' Party. But watch this, Tony. If he's a nationalist and he wants to turn the Republican Party into a Workers' Party, then what we have is the Nationalist Workers' Party. We only have one word missing from that.
Socialist.
And the Nazi Party, that's the only thing missing, right? There is no reprieve. Donald Trump is also on record saying this. Let me share this with the audience. He has stated that he's very good at bankruptcy, and if he defaults on the dollar, he will be very good at negotiating with those that are holding treasuries, and he will negotiate to redeem the dollar at a huge discount of pennies on the dollar. He has said that openly and publicly, and when he said that, by the way, the value of the treasuries came down, and then he backpedaled, well, no, that's not what I meant. But if you look and you do a search on Google, he has talked about this several times. He has mentioned defaulting on the dollar. He has also said this: the United States has resources that we could use to pay off our debts. The resources of America belong to the people. The debts are held by China and Japan and other countries. So what he is saying in that possibility is that if the dollar defaults, the rest of the world is going to start coming in and doing on the fire sale that's going on in America. Now, Tony, this information that I'm sharing is public. It is published. It's real. But the Christians, the evangelicals who are being told that Donald Trump is their savior and he's going to rescue America, are not hearing this information. Now, one of the problems is if they go to Drudge, it's going to be biased. Drudge, I learned this during the campaign, Tony. My eyes were open to this. The Drudge Report is biased and it has an agenda. The reason I say this is because when Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, was fired, and the reason he was fired was because he had nefarious things in his past. He had accepted bribes from the Ukraine. He has some deals that he's done with dictators and with Russia, and it was on the news, so they let him go. On the day he was fired, it was all over the news, but guess where it wasn't? It was not on Drudge for the whole day. Then when we saw his replacement, Corey Lewandowski, take his place, and then he got fired, it was on the news, but guess where it wasn't? It was not on Drudge. When we saw that Ivanka and her brothers, her siblings, Donald Jr., chose Mike Pence as the vice president, it was their choice, by the way, that was not on Drudge. When we saw that Ivanka and Donald Jr. have had a very involved participation in the choice of the cabinet officials before they were appointed, just as Trump's children, this was not on Drudge. It was not on, but the rest of the news shared it. And by the way, that's going to be a problem. The involvement of Trump's children in the nepotism to make very important choices that are going to guide our lives as Americans, or more than 300 million people. When children that are in their 30s that have no political experience are allowed to make huge decisions, we have a problem, Tony. We have a problem. But that's the kind of person that Donald Trump is. He operates with a very small, closed group of people, and that's what's going on right now. There is another thing that I forgot to mention, Tony. During the inauguration, that speech was written by Steve Bannon and Miller, the other aide. Now, Trump said that it was him that wrote it, and he Twittered a picture of himself supposedly writing his speech, but then it came out that Bannon, the Leninist who wants to destroy America, wrote the speech. And if a person were to take that speech and break it into sentences, line by line and analyze it for what it is saying, it is disturbing. It is very disturbing because the populist rhetoric that is in there and the nationalist rhetoric that is in there, the way he says that it's only through allegiance and loyalty to America that we're going to survive. It's over only through our solidarity that we're going to survive. It's only through the unity of loyalty that we're going to survive. He also went on to say, don't let anyone tell you, don't let any politicians tell you that it can't be done. What does that mean? Does that mean no more freedom of speech? So there was a lot of populist type statements. This thing, I have watched the video, and something very odd took place during the inauguration. When Trump was at the beginnings of his words, and he said, every 4 years, we stand on these steps for the transfer of power. When he said those words, military officers, I believe it was 10 of them, walked through the door behind him and stood behind him for a few seconds.
Yeah, I remember
that. As he was talking about the transfer of power. Okay, that was an in-your-face, or maybe not, message to those who understand it. Now, Donald Trump wanted to, and this is on record too, you can find it, ladies and gentlemen, Google it. Donald Trump wanted to, in his parade, have missiles and tanks in the parade. He wanted it to be similar to what we see in Red Square, you know, in Russia. He wanted tanks and missiles. But he was told, or his team was told, that that couldn't happen. They're too heavy. So he has gone on to say this. He plans to parade the military across cities of America in the coming weeks and months. Donald Trump has said that. He's going to parade the military. He has also said this. He signed an executive order to build planes, ships, and arm the troops and make us so strong that no one will mess with us. Peace through strength. Now, Tony, we are witnessing right now the playbook of Chancellor Hitler in 1933, in February of 1933, when he became chancellor. And he hit the ground running, and he said, in 4 years, unemployment is going to be vanquished in Germany. Give me 4 years to do it. And Tony, guess what? He did it. He pulled it off. He pulled off an economic miracle. But the way he did it was through socialism, by giving people jobs, by ordering the work crews and the brown shirts. And he also used infrastructure building programs. He built roads and bridges and tunnels and train tracks. Hitler did all that. He promised to restore the economy. And then he also said this, I'm going to make Germany strong once again militarily. And he did it. He went on an 8-year campaign to build tanks and ships and planes. We are watching in real time, but also in double time, because he's doing it fast. We are witnessing Donald Trump copy the playbook of what Chancellor Germany did in 1933. Trump is a militant military lover. He said that he's going to parade the military, and then we have during his inauguration showing us the officers behind him. He has appointed 3 generals to his cabinet. And one of the things that's disturbing about that, by the way, Tony, is that one of the generals was actually 2 of them worked for the command centers. The United States has several command centers: Euro Central Command, Southern Command, Northern Command. Well, Southern Command is Middle and Central America and South America. And he is now in charge of Homeland Security. So we have a person that understands. He was also in charge of Guantanamo Bay. He oversaw that. And now he's in charge of Homeland Security. Also, he's going to be in charge of the executive order to expel all of the illegals. And there's a part of the executive order that says that detention centers need to be fast-tracked. He wants detention centers that can house hundreds of thousands of people, or even into the millions of people. That's in the executive order, to house the illegals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that say, it's a great thing, I'm tired of the illegals, we need to get rid of them. Okay, it's true that we have an immigration problem, and it has to be figured out. But the method that we're watching right now is very disturbing. Well, Donald Trump hasn't used Congress yet for one thing. Well, let me.
I was just going to say, the wall, you know, the Mexican wall. I wonder if people have thought of the possibility that not only does it keep Mexicans out of America, but it could also conversely keep Americans inside America. So you could be
captive.
And
that's exactly what I'm concerned about, Tony. Yes, the capital controls that came forth during Obama's administration that make it very difficult for expats to leave the country, because if an expat tries to transfer their savings to a non-American bank, the IRS has made arrangements with most of the world that in transit, as the money is wired, they are to take one-third of the savings and send it to the IRS, because there's a possibility they're trying to escape their taxes. Now that right there, that's messed up, but that's already in the books. So as the wall goes up and when people decide, well, maybe I need to leave, let's take my money. Well, they have that covered already. It's going to be hard to take your money. So we are watching the beginnings of a very, very disturbing story, narrative. It's taking place before our very eyes, Tony. And I have wrestled with many evangelicals trying to show them that this needs to be concerned. But for some reason, because they heard those false prophecies, they don't look. And how interesting is it? If we are very late in the timeline, let's just assume for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, Tony, let's assume that the tribulation period is right around the corner. Now, 2 years ago, if I would have asked the question, do you believe the tribulation is close? The majority of evangelicals would have said yes. Now, if that's true, if the tribulation period is around the corner, that means that we are going to expect a totalitarian government to rise up worldwide in different areas of the world. We're going to see freedoms lost. And if that's the case, because Revelation 13 says that, if we go backwards from when that event begins, then that would mean that the wheels and the gears would need to be in motion right now for the totalitarianism. That's common sense, right, Tony?
Yes, yes.
So if that's the case, if that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, please think about this. If the wheels are going to turn to fulfill Bible prophecy, then that would mean and conclude that whoever's in power in the most powerful nation in the world is going to play a role in those things. And we're watching them happen right now. Now, the thing that's very confusing for those that mean well and they say, well, I see Trump doing good things. What about appointing a conservative Supreme Court justice? Isn't that good, Nathan? What about that? And now we have heard that he's going to repeal the Johnson Amendment, which is the rule that muzzles 501(c) nonprofit churches in America from speaking political things. And President Johnson placed that amendment when he was in office. And what it did was it muzzled all nonprofit churches in America from allowing a candidate to campaign in their church or to endorse from the pulpit a certain politician. That's what the purpose was for. So Donald Trump has met with the evangelicals and he said he's going to nullify that. And so the evangelicals are clapping. Yay. See, Donald Trump is good. But this is what it really is, Tony. This is what this is. And it's the same thing that Hitler did. If you read Hitler's speeches, he claimed over and over that Germany believed in family values and they were Christian and he stood for Christianity and no one protected Christianity better than Adolf Hitler. He says that in his speeches. And he offered trinkets to the churches. He handed out a lot of gifts. And that's what it is. Let me offer a different point of view about the Johnson Amendment. When the Johnson Amendment gets nullified, if he does, something to think about, ladies and gentlemen, what that will mean is that now Christians aren't looking at it from both angles, or Republicans aren't looking at it from both sides, because they're thinking, well, we will be able to campaign for our candidate. But watch this. What about the liberal churches? What about the Episcopalian churches that have homosexual preachers? What about them? What about the very liberal or New Age churches or the churches that allow paganism? What about the Catholic churches that have liberal candidates that want to win? Those churches are going to become cause centers and be used by Democrats for their kids. Also, watch this. Because of PACs and super PACs, which allow wealthy millionaires and billionaires to donate to campaign funds through third parties, super PACs, we are going to see super PACs, super PAC funds, shake the preacher's hand with the check. And the preacher's going to open his hand, and there's going to be a check in there for $1 million or $100,000 to the mega pastor. And he's going to be told, hey, will you get all of your people to endorse my candidate? And we're going to have a call center here. Will you get your people to knock on doors? It's going to bring corruption. And actually, when we look at it, it's going to revise what we saw in medieval times, where the Roman Catholic Church was involved in politics and controlled the steering, the rudder, the sails, where the church and the politicians get together for corruption. We're going to watch that happen. And actually, when we look at the scriptures, the Bible tells us that's going to happen, because it tells us in Revelation 13 that the false prophet, which is the false church, because it had horns like a lamb, that's the church, but spoke like a dragon, words of Satan, the false prophet will be involved in convincing the people, God's people, to worship the government. And by the way, the false prophet, it represents the system of the false church. It's not one guy. It's not, when we see false prophet in Revelation, it's symbolic, because Jesus, when he comes back on his white horse, it says that he grabs the beast and the false prophet and throws them into the lake of fire. God is sovereign, God is righteous, and he is just. That means he's fair. And we read in the scriptures at the very end of Revelation, in chapter 20 and 21, the great white throne judgment will be where every human being that ever lived will stand before God. They will be judged, and if their name's not in the book of life, they're thrown in the lake of fire. Okay? Are you following? Now, God's going to do that. He's going to do that to explain to the people that have been in hell all this time why they have been there, because he's just. And then they're going to see what their penalty is. Now, he does that to every human being. So either you're a Christian, and we go to the Bema seat of Christ, judgment seat of Christ as Christians, or those who are not in Christ will stand before him in the great white throne judgment. It's one of those. In Revelation 19, it says Jesus arrives on the earth, and the first thing that he does after he destroys the army is he grabs the false prophet and the beast and throws them in the lake of fire. Now, if they were human, that would mean that they bypassed their judgment, their fair and just opportunity for judgment, which proves, ladies and gentlemen, that the beast is not human. And the false prophet is not human. The beast represents the governing authorities of the end times that's going to control the world, as well as the false prophet. It represents the false church. Now, it even tells us a snapshot of it. And Tony, I have a suspicion that the false prophet will manifest itself as a Christian body with Christian leadership, because it said it had the horns of a lamb. So it's going to have the appearance of Christianity. When we look at the landscape of this new apostolic reformation, the NAR, the Kingdom Now prophets, who have gone worldwide and are deceiving God's people into believing that before Jesus can return, the church has to conquer seven mountains or seven systems, seven categories, which are education, government, entertainment, arts. They believe that Christians are going to take over these things, which means Christianity is going to take over Hollywood. Now, really? Hollywood? One of the bastion of evil? It's not going to happen. They also believe, though, that their representative is going to take over government. That's why they're so excited about Donald Trump, because they believe it's a fulfillment of their version of the Seven Mountain Prophecy, where one of the mountains is political, and their representative will take over that mountain, which is politics. And in their eyes, it's Donald Trump. That's why we saw during the campaign, He went to many churches and they laid hands on him over and over and over. Now, Tony, I want to backtrack to the fall of 2008. During the fall of 2008, an evangelist from Canada, his name is Todd Bentley. He's a tattooed, freak-looking guy.
Yep.
You know who he is?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, totally.
He stated that his doctrine came from the angel Emma, and many of your listening audience know this. It's history. And that revival ended up being a zoo, and he would lay hands on people, and we actually witnessed on God TV people become imparted with demons, because when he would touch people, he would say fire and touch them, and they would fall on the ground and start writhing like they were burning. Some of them even said they were burning, and they would wiggle like they were having epileptic fits. He was imparting demons into them. We saw this take place. We saw it over and over and over for 3 months. Toward the end of the revival, it came. They had a coronation. The NAR, New Apostolic Prophets, went to that revival. 11 of them went, and Rick Joyner was the main poster boy. And he said that Todd Bentley was going to be the 12th apostle for this thing that's going to come to the earth. He's the 12th one. And they had a coronation service, and they all laid hands on him. And he went on the ground and started flip-flopping around the same way. So these NAR prophets impart demons into one another. I'm sorry if this is blunt, but it's the truth. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in NAR prophets, type in impartation, and watch what happens. When a person is full of the Holy Ghost, they are contrite. They have a posture of bow down to the ground, weeping before God silently, but it's beautiful and it's peaceful and it's healing and it's cleansing. When the Holy Spirit comes in, you're not supposed to flop around like electricity is going through you. And what that is the Kundalini spirit that we see in the New Age mystical Indian religions in India, the Kundalini. So that thing took place during the Lakeland Revival. Now, here's where it gets troubling. And back then, I was speaking out about this, Tony. A lot of people were angry with me because they didn't like that I was saying it. But I told them, Todd Bentley is sliming those Christians because pastors from all over the country filled up their church vans and drove to Lakeland, Florida, so that their people could get a touch from Todd Bentley. So churches from all across America went to Lakeland and got slimed by those demonic spirits. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you participated in that, seek God about deliverance. I have received emails from many people, Tony, that went to that thing, and they testified that from the time they went and got touched, they were demonized. They were vexed by oppression. They went into depression. It messed with their lives. So these Christians from all across the country went to Todd Bentley. They got slimed, and it was in the tens of thousands. And then they went back to their churches and started praying for the people in their churches. And like a plague, like a pestilence, the beast judgment of deception started spreading throughout the country. And that spirit is what is behind what we see now in the new apostolic flood that is now taking place all around the world. It's because it started right there. And that was how interesting the timing is. It was right before the 08 crash. So all these things were happening at the same time. So now, moving forward, Rick Joyner was the poster boy for that. And when I saw Rick Joyner a part of that, that told me that was enough for me. From that point on, anything from Morningstar is polluted. And I tried to tell people that. If any other of those prophets that prayed for Todd Bentley as he flopped around, Stacey Campbell, YouTube, look up Stacey Campbell on YouTube when she prayed for Todd Bentley, and you can see her face start shaking back and forth, and she starts making snake sounds, hissing like a snake. Stacey Campbell, the Todd Bentley coronation. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. So there's a demonic invasion occurring in the church right now. As we move forward to now, to the present, these same individuals, Mark Taylor is part of that movement. And Lance Well now is part of that movement. Rick Joyner is part of that movement. So you have this mixture now where people are confused. And, well, there is mixture taking place right now, Tony. And I will say it. I am not embarrassed to say it. But these watchmen who are out there and who at one time were trying to warn God's people, who are now sleeping at the helm in Matthew about the 10 foolish virgins. You know, the foolish virgins, five had their oil, but five did not. The groom came at midnight, the midnight cry. That means it's going to be dark in the end times. That's why we need a lamp, ladies and gentlemen. It's dark. It's hard to see. We need the light of God's word, God's discernment, to help us through this thing. But half of them did not have oil. And my wife and I were recording a program, a previous program, in my Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall. And she brought up a point while we were recording, and I had never thought of it before, but it makes so much sense. She said, Nathan, is it possible that the reason that half of the foolish virgins did not have oil in their lamp was because they were told by their preacher that everything was going to be great? Therefore, don't worry about it. And Tony, that is what the foundational concern that I have with what's going on with Donald Trump right now, with what Christians are hearing, that it's going to be great, America's going to be great. They are pouring out their lamp oil, or they're not refilling their lamp oil. Their lamps are becoming dry. And as the days become darker, they're not going to be ready for the dark days. They will not be able to see. And when you can't see, you're going to listen to lies. When you can't see, you're going to fall into a pit. You will be snared by the enemy. You will be snared by delusion. And you will be confused by all the myriad of voices that are out there confusing God's people. So I have concluded, Tony, in my ministry of Watchman's Cry, it has become, now for your listening audience that are familiar with what happened with me several years ago, I broke ranks with a large number of some of those that are out there because there was mixture going on. They allowed mixture. They allowed New Age teaching to happen in their programs. And I could not be a part of that. So I broke away from it. But in the meantime, God's people who maybe they don't have enough oil in their lamp and they don't understand, they're following lies and they're confused. And there's going to be a body count, Tony. This is the sad part. There is going to be a body count of people that will not be prepared. They will not be living in Psalms 91. They will not be living in repentance. They will not be cleaning up their house. They will not be putting their house in order. All those things are important to be doing right now. But if they hear that everything's great, they're not going to do it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the cry of my ministry. That is my heart's cry to plead with everybody that's listening. You know, Tony, there are people that are getting, that are coming back to God, that are back, were backslid. They're coming back because they're concerned. I have read their emails. A lot of people are coming back. However, this is also going on. Many of the people that are coming back in their later years. They're 40 years old, 50 years old, 60. And during their earlier years, they made bad choices. They were away from God. And because of that, their marriages were broken. Their marriages fell apart. Their families were fractured. They are not in contact with their children. They made mistakes. They lost their testimony with their kids. And so a lot of those people, as they come back, they're broken. They want to have restoration. And one of the things that I have to always include, Tony, and ladies and gentlemen, if you might be one of these people I'm talking about, please think about this and make this a matter of prayer. That is great that the Lord brought you back from your state of being backslidden. That is great. But at the same time, try to clean up and try to go back and mop up the tracks that are behind you, the muddy footprints that are behind you that involve your children or your loved ones or friends. And tell them, admit to them that you weren't living for the Lord. You made mistakes. God is bringing you back and restoring you, but tell them that you're sorry for the things that took place, for the things they did, for the mistakes they made. If you do that, my friend, if you're out there listening to this, some of you want to do this, but you're not sure if you will be received, but it's worth a try. Pray, ask God to soften your loved one's heart, but do it, because as we are in this late hour, we have to have all of our areas of life covered for our house to be in order. And by doing that, it may be possible that maybe some loved ones who are teenagers are away from God because they're bitter. And by doing that, it will heal a multitude of sins. It will heal a multitude of hurts to bring back your loved ones, to bring back your children. So, Tony, I just feel prompted of God to say that, of the Holy Spirit. There are people that need to hear this. So that is the message of Watchman's Cry. It's getting your house in order. When I shared my prophecy at the beginning, the bottom said, let the people of God seek the wisdom of God for instruction. It also said, let the people of God seek shelter in the heart of God with repentance, tears, and reverence. So that's the part, that's the homework, the spiritual homework that we all have to be doing right now. So I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, if some of you might have been offended because I was bringing this information about Donald Trump, that was not my intent, was not my purpose. My purpose was to tell the truth and reveal the truth and the reality of what time it is. And Tony, if people want more information about my message, they can go to my website at watchmanscry.com. I have sermons in there for people that want to understand repentance, if they want to understand what it means to come to Jesus. I have a lot of sermons in there about the altar and cleaning up the mess. So they can go there and listen to those sermons, and they will encourage them.
Why don't we break it here? Because you've obviously got loads more that we can share. And let's come back and do a second interview. So, and people can find, yes, as you say, can find your information at watchmanscry.com. And so we will call this part one, and we'll be back with a second part. Well, folks, I should have part two out in a day or two, and it really is quite amazing, the information that comes out in that second part, so you don't want to miss it. You may want to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you haven't already done so, or visit aminutetomidnight.com, where we post all our shows.